Larry Richard, John Shumway, and the KDKA Morning News. Live from News Radio 1020 KDKA.
It's 8:13 in News Radio 1020 KDKA. Larry Richard with John Shumway.
We have a couple of updates for you from the KDKA Storm Center. Agape Day Treatment has checked in and they are now closed for the day. Bentworth has extended its delay to 3 hours. Communities in Alakiski has gone to a 2-hour delay, and Penn Trafford is on a 2-hour delay. Teachers are to report an hour and a half late, and they've got modified morning kindergarten.
Frequent updates, and we'll have them on KDKA. Well, if you, and who didn't see the Steelers win Saturday, thought that was a big deal, and it is huge, but, you know, in all the hoopla, maybe you missed another big happening.
Yeah, big announcement in the stadium during the game, and if you weren't at the game, you didn't get to see this, and that is that Hines Ward has won a national award for his off-field activities.
Joining us is the president and CEO of Celebrate Positive from Atlanta, Georgia. His name is Scott Peterson. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Scott, why the award for Hines Ward? What are you recognizing him for?
Well, Hines is an athlete in several categories we had this year for the United Nations NGO Positive Peace Awards. And it's really an international award that is supported by Rotary International and Sister Cities International. And what we were looking for athletes and coaches and professional sports franchises, but also schools and businesses that are really making a great positive influence, not only in their communities, which Hines does very much so, not only there, but here in Atlanta where I live. But what Hines is doing in the international community with the Pearl S. Buck Foundation and his work with Korean kids, Hines was just a great candidate in the pro sports athlete category.
And how did he receive, I mean, personally, what did he say when you told him, hey, Hines, you're the winner?
Well, you know, it's always kind of the same reaction. It's like, me? And I don't think that guys like Hines do what they do for the community and do what they do internationally for any other reason is that they want to do the right thing and they want to take their celebrity and they want to take, as a matter of fact, when right after Hines won the MVP a few years ago in the Super Bowl, he used that opportunity to go over to Korea to do the good work that he did. But if you ask him, did he do it to try to get extra endorsements and things like that, I think that the answer to that is, you can tell it's that the answer is no. I mean, he is just as good a person as you can possibly find. And then, you know, in between time when we're talking, there are little kids walking around and he's tossing the football to them. I can understand why there's a bunch of 86 jerseys in the stands.
Yeah, the whole point of what he has done, he, of course, being a biracial child of Korean, part Korean descent, the biracial children in that country are kind of shunned, is a good way to put it, and he is reaching out to them, and every year we see him bring a bunch of them into Pittsburgh, and it's kind of fun because they'll spend a weekend here and they'll go to the game, and they're all like shadows for Hines for the weekend. So we very much see the activities, and it's nice to see him being recognized on a world stage for what he does.
Yeah, and we were really proud that it was Hines. There were some other really good candidates, Ernie Els from the PGA Tour, who's done a lot of work with autism and on an international basis, and Tamika Catchings from the Indiana Fever. If you ever take the time to see all of the things she's doing, you'd be amazed. So, you know, and that was one of the reasons we started developing these awards, is that, you know, a lot of times you hear the negative stories about athletes and what they're doing, and we wanted to start shining the light on the good people like Hines Ward, who are out there doing the right thing, using their celebrity, and not just that, but he's a positive, as you guys know. I don't need to tell you that he's the first one. He gets a bigger kick out of having a good block than he does making a touchdown catch. So
he does have that infectious smile, no question.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, like I said, it all went into, when we packaged this up and put it to the Voting Academy, again, which is Rotary International, and they have, you know, Rotary International is 33,000 clubs around the world, 200 countries, and Sister Cities International is about 600 U.S. cities tied to another 2,000 communities. They're the people who voted on this for Hines to be the winner, so it's a pretty international reach that Hines got this award from this voting academy.
The most positive athlete in the world, president and CEO of Celebrate Positive, Scott Peterson in Atlanta. Scott, we appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. Sorry about your Falcons.
Well, you know what? I was in the stands, so I grew up a Steeler fan, so I will be rooting the Steelers on the rest of the way.
Good man. We knew we liked you right from the get-go.
All right. Have a great and positive day, guys.
Thanks a lot. It's 8:18. An update with our AccuWeather forecast coming up.
It's appropriate he would tell us to have a positive day since his organization is called Celebrate Positive.
He should.
Yes.
And the things that Hines is doing in this world will last much longer even than the ones he's doing on Hines Field, which isn't named for him, for those that don't know.